Welcome to the Purity Talks podcast. This podcast is all about normalizing the narrative of sex in the Christian community and the church. Let me be honest with you. For me, being in church, I found it very difficult to find someone willing to keep it all the way 100 with me and who was able to deal with me keeping it 100 too. It was almost impossible to find someone non-judgmental who would drop out the Christianese, please, and who would give me some real practical solutions. On this podcast, you'll be hearing from me with 11 years of abstinence and my friends, both male and female, as we share our tips, failures and successes in our purity walk, whether single, courting or married. I am your host, Sherlene Wilson.
Hey, 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 how are you doing? What are you doing? It's just so bizarre, you know, I'll be really honest, because I'm just really nosy. Like, I just want to know what you're doing. Where are you? Are you at home? Are you on the train? Are you on the bus? You know, are you on the plane? What are you doing? But whatever you are doing, I just pray that you just be blessed in your coming and your going in Jesus' name. You know, that's just your coming and your going, you know. Whatever that is, I just pray that you just be blessed, that you be safe, and that you will just kind of relax into these next few minutes that we have together about this next topic, which I feel is really, really cool. And, you know, it really goes back to one of the reasons why I now do these soirees where, sorry guys, please just love me anyway, like while we just try to figure this thing out, because at the moment the soirees are exclusively to women, because I just don't know that I have what I need personally, and this is just me being really, really honest with you, personally, to help you guys in your area of challenge. Now that may get revisited and we kind of adjust some things, and I can do soirees, but I'll probably call it something different for the guys. But at the moment, the soirees are just exclusive for the women, where I go to them. So ladies, if you are listening and you're just like, you know what, I have got 14 girlfriends and we have these conversations and we don't really know what to do. Some of us are successful in this, some of us are not, and we need someone to help us. That person would be me, and I will come and share my story, but also share on what I'm always asked about, which is, what is your purity plan? Because I speak about purity plans all the time, and people are just so intrigued about that. So I've made that a service where I will come to you wherever you are, and that means international too, because my passport is ready. So I'm quite open to that. But how do I say this? Having a plan is critical. We've heard that phrase that says, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And it's so true. So, 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 so true. Why would this area of our lives be any different from us having a plan for weight loss or for obtaining a goal? You know, we need to have plans, guys. It's real. And I know that a plan has saved me from having a sexual encounter with a guy. Like, in a moment, he tried to put it on me, you know, because I'm fine and all that. But no, I'm just kidding. I mean, kind of. But he tried to put it on me. And it was in that moment that my purity plan actually kicked into play, where I could have slept with this guy. Nobody would have known. It would have just been between God and I. But because of the way that my purity plan is set up, there was no room for that. It was too costly for me, too expensive. One interaction with a guy at year 8 of abstinence? No, you are not my boo. And even if you were, you ain't getting nothing till I say I do. That rhymed, you know, guys. Excuse me. But the point is that he wasn't worth that. He wasn't worth me violating my soul. But that's because my purity plan informed me. So in this episode, we have two of my very dear friends, Jasnev Richards and Jocelyn Parker, who were at the Purity Talks Live London event. And they just share about the practicalities of their purity plan and what works for them. Enjoy.
Okay, so one of the things that I speak about quite a lot and that I teach in my masterclasses is the importance of having a purity plan. Because, you know, you've heard that saying that, you know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? We've heard that. And we hear that a lot of motivational speakers, they speak about that. But, you know, we might think, oh, yeah, I've got a plan. I'm going to be vegan. You know, I'm not going to shop and eat no meat. Yeah, no animal products, right? You go shopping, you don't buy those things. You've got a plan kind of in place. Unless you, then you go to Bazaar and you see something that you like and then you just think, oh, not today. And then, tomorrow instead. But and that's how it can be with sex too. So, oh, not today, but, well, actually, I feel a bit hot, so I'm going to go and do that. What I'm speaking about here is, like, what is your plan for success? Now, I know for myself, and I'm sure for everybody else on the panel, that you don't just be celibate or become celibate or maintain a celibate lifestyle without having a plan. Some people say, I mean, for me, it's not because I'm ugly and I can't get no one. Eh? I go barbershop. Natasha was in the barbershop with me the other day. The guy was asking me out on a date. I'm like, dude, it's been 13 years and I've said no. Like, even before I was celibate, I didn't want you. Do you know what I mean? But he's just like, I was like, you're not done yet. He said, you start reading the Bible. What do you mean? He's like, so basically, he's as much as I'm carrying on reading the Bible, he's going to carry on asking me for my bits. And I've told him, no, it's not going to happen. But the point is what is your plan for success? What are the elements that had helped you? So these are now, I want us to speak about the practical things so people can walk away and think, okay, I feel like I can actually adopt that. That makes sense to me. Okay, so we're going to do this quickly. Yeah? The popcorn thing again, yeah? You know Tesco Salt and Sweet, the pink packet. If you know, you know, innit? Butterkiss is dead. Too sweet. Anyway, so what are some of the practical aspects of your purity plan? So, yeah, anybody, go for it.
Okay, I think the first thing to actually recognise is the end goal and then work backwards or whatever you want to call it. So for me personally, my end goal is that I desire to be married and I desire to go into a relationship whole. So I want to make sure that I'm healed from my past relationships. I want to make sure that I've got rid of my soul ties.
What does that look like? How do you do that? Because I hear you, but how?
How do I do what?
So, like, you're saying that you want to go in whole. Oh, but okay. What does that mean? Like, how do you... What things are you doing to help you get whole?
Okay. So, I'm not saying that there's... And I have a desire to be married, but I'm not making that the focus of my life. So I'm trying to make sure that I complete my mandate that God has for me on this earth. And then I believe that it will flow with me. So it's basically long and short, keeping yourself busy. So I'm keeping myself doing what I feel I'm purposed and called to do. And I believe that in that, he will find me wherever he's meant to find me. But if I'm just sitting here and I'm just like, the way the time is set up, well, now Steve can't find me, you know?
I'm near Steve, it gets prophetic. <I'm not> Steve. And if Steve's in here, sorry.
Steve, no. But... No.
Sorry. No, what if there was though? Sorry, but, go on.
Yeah, if I'm just sitting and just waiting, it's always gonna consistently be on my mind and be on my mind. But if I'm keeping myself purposeful, I'm keeping myself busy, I'm keeping myself moving, and I'm asking God, what is it that I need to do in this season? And then moving on to the next, what is it that I need to do in this season? And also understanding that if I'm going to be a wife, I need to walk in it and I need to be prepared in it. So I need to prepare myself to be that wife that, you know, God is calling me to be. So that might be things in, like, knowing how to wash dishes, knowing how to cook, knowing how to fold up clothes, knowing how to put aside my desires one evening and totally focus on something else or somebody else. So it's a lot of things that I feel that make somebody whole. And also understanding yourself, love language. I think that is such an important thing. Knowing
www.5lovelanguages.com.
It's really, really... Well, Shells, you was the one that shared that with me. And I found out that my love language is words of affirmation. So remember I said the enemy knows and so does God. So be careful of those words that come through like, hey... You need to be really mindful and know what are your triggers and how you feel loved. So words of affirmation mashes me up all the time. So I just need to just be aware of that and try and keep myself
cool
in a good place.
Yeah.
Who's next?
For me, I'm going to make it really quick. I needed people in my life. I couldn't do it on my own. Here's the thing. You don't have accurate perspective of yourself. You don't know why you do the things that you do. People outside, people that know you really well, can see how why you end up the way that you end up. Have you ever had a friend being like, well, of course you ended up making out with him. You went this and you went here and you did that. And then you said this. And I saw you guys talking like this and you were totally giving him the eyes. And so I was interning with More Revolution and Shelly, who was the director at the time, was my overseer. She was my mentor, but she became a friend and she saw me, but I gave her permission to see me. I was like, hey, listen, this is my past. This is what I've overcome. This is what like I'm wanting to walk out, but I need you to call me out on my ish, you know? And she would pull me aside and she'd be like, what is this? What's going on? And I remember because I gave her permission, I was also vulnerable with her and real. And I was like, hey, listen, I just like kissed this guy yesterday. I'm like, I'm interning, but I totally kissed a guy. And I'm like, I don't even know how it happened. And she's looking at me like, what do you mean you don't know how it happened? I'm like, I seriously do not know how I got there. And I'm like, this is the story of my life. So please help me to not go around this mountain anymore. And she sat me down. She said, what would you do? I was like, well, me and my friend, we're on a boat all day. And she was like, in your bikinis? I was like, yeah, we're in our bikinis, of course. She's like, you're wakeboarding on a boat with two other guys. So two of you girls and two guys. So like, you're like matching up. I'm like, no. And she's like, you are half naked all day long in the sun. You are hot. You are dripping. You are in water. And you're spending a whole day in a boat and you don't think anything's going to happen. And I was like, oh. And she said, well, yeah, tell me more. And then we just unpacked it. Like, get some people in your life that you can unpack things with and they can be like, do you see? Oh, my God. Yeah. And it was like, I needed that consistently because you know what? It became something in my mind, a tape that was like, why am I doing what I'm doing? Am I talking in a way that's giving this guy the impression that he can kiss me? Oh, wow. One time, I was literally so bored. I was in my car and I was like, I'm just going to drive to my friend, and I'm not going to say his name, Jim. Let's say Jim. I'm driving to my friend Jim's house. And I was like, I go to Jim's house a lot. And I'm driving, and in Holy Spirit, because I've invited him to be in this process, I'm like, you gotta help me. Instantly was like, why are you going to Jim's house? I'm like, because I always go to Jim's house. When do you go to Jim's house? I go there when I'm bored. I don't know, lonely? Okay. What do you get from Jim? Do you want to date Jim? No. No. He is just a friend. This poor Jim guy has no idea that he's just a friend. He is in the friend zone. But I get something from him. What do you get from him, Jocelyn? Oh, wow. I feel like he sees me. I know that he likes me. He gives me the impression that he would date me. I'm like, I go there to get my needs met unhealthily and at his expense because I would never be with him. Instantly, I said, what am I doing? And God was like, what are you going to do? Are you going to turn around and go home and spend time with your roommates? Are you going to continue to go to Jim's house to get your needs met? Because I can't bring to you your husband when you're constantly going to other sources to meet that man. And I'm telling you, in the car in Redding, California, I turn my car around. And I'm telling you, I have never felt so victorious in my life. I was like, woo! I'm going home! I didn't even go to his house. I don't need to. And I walked in my apartment. I'm like, hey, girls, you want to hang out? Like, doing homework. The other girl's reading. I'm like, y'all are so boring, but I'm here. And, you know, it was just that. It was little things like that where you just need people because then you need to start being aware of yourself. And then you need to be honest with yourself. And then you need to do something different and turn that wheel.
That's awesome. So in a nutshell, that is accountability. Loreen. Oh, did you have something, Sam? Loreen.
Thank you. You're talking well. Oh, wait. I believe that you need to have accountability. We inherit it a lot tonight. We're into a generation today where people just, I'm just doing what I'm doing. So if I want to dress half naked and let the whole world see it on social media, who are your friends? You want a husband? Because, you know, we women, we want a husband. We want a certain guy. Yeah? We want this guy is like, okay, we know you can't be perfect, but we want this. But men are actually looking for a woman that's not going to give it all out there. So when we're saying, I've got to prepare myself, how do I stop myself from making, you know, slipping into masturbation or this or that? And how, first of all, you go to the King of Kings. And sometimes we think, oh, well, I've got to give him 100% and I can't give him. If you were 100%, that means you're perfect. You don't need him. Work with, let him work with the 1%. And let it come, let it happen day by day. If you have problem with prayer, ask him to teach you. And I'm only telling you what I had to do. Of years of abuse and being with guys and all this kind of thing like that. Let him work with the 1%. Trust me, I have to say it to the ladies. Men don't want you half naked. The ones that want a wife, they don't want you half naked on social media. They want to see that behind the closed doors. That's the ones that want to marry you, but the more you're giving it all out there... and you're just giving a little something like, it's not there. I know it's not, but it's not, but it is, but it's not. Now, I love doing my selfies, but I gotta be careful. Four. Right? Yes. But then we're not around people that is telling us, listen, if you got to do things right, you know. We're always around the people that think the same way as us. Dangerous. You need someone. If it's just one person that is saved. And I mean, you think I'm joking today? I'm only telling you what I had to do. I had solid people around me that put me in my place because I knew my weaknesses. And I said to God, when I was depressed and oppressed, when I tried to jump off London Bridge and it didn't work because God told me, if you jump, you're gonna float because you're wearing a puffer jacket.
You ain't going.
Right? When I was going through all of that, right? When I seriously surrendered to God and all I told him, my kids were little, and all I said to him, I said, make me into a true Christian. And I don't know how I said it because I was so depressed. He said, okay, Lorraine, we're going to take it one day as it comes. I'll teach you everything. I will teach you that if you can't kneel down because you keep on sleeping... just talk to me like you talk to your friends. And he taught me every day. I remind you once again, and men, don't wear those skinny jeans that I can see your balls hanging from the leg from down here, crying out loud. Come on, man. Do you know what I'm saying? No, not the, I'm not even going to tight shirts. Sometimes the shirt is off and they say, yeah, just saying hi, everyone. Oh, shut up. You've got nothing on and you're telling me hi, everyone. Like, and, you know, the Bible says, don't tell me what the Bible says, nasty. If you haven't got one person that is saying, listen, how you're going on is not right. Come on, let's get right with God. And that's all I got to say.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for listening to the Purity Talks podcast. Now listen, you do not have to do this thing on your own, okay? Stay connected, be a part of the community. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Purity Talks Online. You can also go to www.puritytalks.com where you can book a soiree. The soiree is where I come to you and 14 of your friends and I sit down and help you to create your own personalized purity plan. You can also find out if our Purity Talks live event is coming to a city near you on our tour, and you can also find resources there. So I really, really hope that this podcast blessed you, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.